Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for starting your weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville. Or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Clermont Harbor.
That would be a little weird. Sounds like a nice place, though.
I mean, it's down on the coast.
Of course it is.
Oh, yeah, it's a harbor. It is located directly on the coastline. So.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, never mind. We're out. It was completely destroyed by Katrina. Never mind. Why is it still on the map?
Sounds like a great place. Actually, doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, well. Sorry for anybody who ever lived at Clermont Harbor. Didn't know. Didn't read the full Wikipedia description before I went in there. Wherever you are in our great state, hopefully your town still exists. And if it doesn't, well, I'm sorry about that. But you can always get Strange Brew Coffee House delivered right to your door at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The holiday season's coming up. If you've got a coffee lover in the house, make sure you've hit up strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. As you know, Robbie and I, we were talking maybe like next week with the Arkansas game, maybe getting together. I was like, what should I cook? He's like, you still got that tri-tip. I was like, you're right. And you know, Robbie, because I never need any advice on tri-tip. I knew I went ahead and pulled it out. I'm going to let it wet age for a few days until we cook it. Nobody had to tell me that.
That was something you just came up
with. I came up with. I just thought.
Out of the blue, like, I wonder if I just pull this out for a week and just let it age.
It'll make it better. Put a little age on it. So, it's smart by me, I think.
Oh, gosh.
I got two guys that are going to be mad. Wherever you are in our great state, if you want to enjoy beef this weekend, I can't give it a higher recommendation. Whether you're cooking out, whether you're going to be in the Junction, or whether you're just hitting up one of our great steakhouses or burger joints all over the state of Mississippi, make beef the star of your next meal. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. We just saw it today. Robbie and I both tweeted about it. College Corner, a brand new shipment of interlocking MSU, I think those are quarter zips. With the maroon, I saw a black one. I'm sure there's a white one available, whatever it is you're looking for. With that interlocking logo, they've got it at College Corner. Go get one of those today. Bring it up to Starkville this weekend. And then look sharp with the correct logo on. We would appreciate that. Robbie and I would like to see you in that attire this weekend. Make it happen with a trip to College Corner in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, in Florida by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. Lunch at Restaurant Tyler, always a pleasure, always enjoyable, always something good to eat. If you are a true Southerner and you love a blue plate special, the best one in town is at Restaurant Tyler. It's not even close. It's not even close. Nobody's got a better selection of meats, veggies, and, of course, that delicious sweet potato cornbread. Get it at Restaurant Tyler. Go grab a great lunch right downtown Starkville. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, a group of people who are going to treat you with the kind of respect. You know, we're big on respect here. You know, that's why we do this. There you go. You get that at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. All right, we're going to do this podcast, assuming the FBI doesn't come in here and try to arrest either one of us. Been doing any illegal
killing?
This is the day where...
If
you didn't watch The Sopranos, you have missed out today because Twitter has just been fantastic with the memes today.
This is literally like the this is the the poker game that they have with like Lawrence Taylor,
Executive game.
the executive game where they played poker for like 24 consecutive hours.
Get a certain class of player. You could see
Did you
Chauncey
see
Billups playing in the executive game.
the details of this?
I haven't looked too deep, no.
They had cameras like underneath the table, like where you could like see the card.
Yeah.
Apparently, they had like the like glasses where you could see the. I mean, it was.
So Billups was the one who was doing that?
I haven't read everything on it.
Okay.
I think he was heavily involved in it,
I've heard
but
four of the
it's.
five New York families were involved. Johnny Sack took a pass on this one. He said, it's too rich for my blood. I don't want to get involved.
He's worried about Jenny. He's
Well, he didn't want to lose his knit season
she's
ticket.
on the Atkins.
I think she's on the Atkins. He didn't
We
want to
thought
lose
she
his knit
was.
season tickets. He was like, I can't be
Can't
involved
put those in
in this.
jeopardy.
Yeah, I don't. I can't. I had to wait for years to get courtside. I can't. So, what an incredible scandal! I wonder how deep it's going to end up going. All right, let's turn the page here to what we're all here for: Mississippi State versus Texas, homecoming here in Starkville this weekend. Prior to this season, prior to the start of the season, I've been like, "Gosh, why are you playing Texas for homecoming?" It couldn't figure something else out, and I don't know what you would have done, but terrible idea. Now I'm looking at it and going, they could win. They could win.
Yep, they could.
Texas in three SEC games this year, Robbie Faulk. Well, heck, never mind that. Just Texas against power four opponents this year. Here's their points scored: 7, 21, 23, 16. Gross.
The offense is not performing to Steve Sarkisian's
Yeah,
specifications.
he normally has a little higher standard from the offense. And it's a combination of, from everything we've talked to this week, and I've talked to two different Texas people, that Arch Manning hasn't been as good as advertised, which I think it would have been very difficult for him to be as good as advertised. He could have been really good and still not been as good as advertised. You got Paul Feinbaum saying this is going to be the greatest college quarterback of all time, like an idiot. But then
Moron.
on top of that, their offensive line has just not been good this year. They lost a couple guys to the NFL. They had the first rounder, Kelvin Banks, who's with the Saints now. And they have, for a program that recruits at the level they do, the guys they brought in just haven't been as good as they were a season ago. Now we take on a Mississippi State team that, does not have a reputation of getting a lot of sacks, but they can put pressure on the quarterback. If this was ever a weekend to get home and put some sacks on the board, it would be this. This is very much an offense that Mississippi State can control. I expect defensively to see another game that this team is going to be able. We're going to be able to look back on Saturday and whether regardless of the result and say, defensively, they played well enough to win.
Yeah, you really feel that way. If not, then it's a
Crazy that we're saying that.
complete. Wait, what?
It's crazy that we're saying that.
Okay. If not, then it's a complete 180 for both of these teams, because Texas is last in the SEC in total offense in conference games, and Mississippi State defensively has been really good. It's kind of strange. State's defense, the yards don't match what they're doing as far as, keeping teams out of the end zone when they're turning teams over.
Right.
They're second to last in the SEC in total yards defensively, but they're getting turnovers. They're one of the best in the SEC at turning teams over, one of the best in the country in interceptions. This has been a team that consistently has kept teams from big plays, from putting together scoring drives, things like that. And then Texas has had a real problem scoring. So I'm really interested to see how this plays out and who wins this chess match, I guess you could say. Like, 'cause something's got to give for Texas and for Mississippi State. They really struggle to protect the quarterback. State struggles to get to the quarterback. And their strength, I guess it's a strength. What they do in offense that does work when it is working is throwing the football with Arch Manning, because they have not been able to run the football at a very high level in SEC play. And they still have a really talented quarterback in Arch Manning. And you got to remember, too, This is still a bunch of 4 and 5 stars running around for Texas against a bunch of 3 stars and sprinkled in a few 4 stars for Mississippi State. So from a talent perspective, it's all right there for Texas. They just have not been able to put it together. And for State, you have to kind of hope that they're still kind of scuffling again this week, and they're not, this isn't the week that they get right. This isn't the week that they, Arch Manning has the game of his life. Like we see what a Talen Green moment for Arch Manning this week. That's what you got to hope for Mississippi State. You got to make the plays when they're there to be made defensively. And on offense, you're going up against one of the best defenses in the league. This is a very talented defense. They've been really good. Second in the conference, right behind their rival in points per game. They give up 16 points in SEC play. They give up 14 to Ohio State in the first game of the year. It's still a really talented team, and you still keep waiting for them to break out. I mean, they're a top 25 team. It feels weird. Like it feels like this game is very capable for Mississippi State, but at the same time, it's a team that just got one loss in the SEC, and they got a lot of talented players. They went to the playoff last year. Texas can still figure it out in this game. That's kind of what you're wondering coming in, is where's their mindset and how they play.
The other thing to talk about mindset with Texas is they come into this game they having to feel that they have to win. That I don't know that Texas is kind of already in the college football playoff. If they will lose again, they are eliminated.
Yeah.
And so it becomes a question of how do they deal with that pressure? If you look at last week against Kentucky, you would make the assumption they didn't deal with it very well. They were very lucky to escape that game with a win. And Mississippi State is a better team than Kentucky. So I feel like there's a lot playing in Mississippi State's favor for this game. Just, on top of everything else, if you're a if you want to play like the out there kind of thing, State's just due. I mean, they should have won one, at least one of these first three SEC games. They probably should have won two of them. And so it gets to a point where statistically, it's got to get back to even a little bit. This is a Texas team that has struggled scoring. Mississippi State has struggled scoring as well. Now they had 34 against Tennessee, but then 9 and 21. So, just a hair better than what Texas has done in SEC play. But at the same time, from a looking at last week, we've talked about it. State had almost 500 yards of offense. They moved the ball. They had opportunities to be well over 600 yards of offense if they just make a couple of more plays. So I feel like that is the difference there is State, I feel like, is close to getting things going offensively. Whereas with Texas, I'm not seeing that. Last week, I mean, Manning's 12 of 27 in that game. They ran the ball for 40 yards in that game. They weren't close to anything against a not good Kentucky team. So there's just a lot of external factors, I feel, that are working in Mississippi State's favor. It's going to be about the internal factors, and it goes back to what you and I have been saying all week, and that State is the only team that can beat State. Like, if State plays its best game, they're going to win, I think. I really do believe that. Even if Texas plays its best game. Because I don't think Texas's best game is very good right now. I don't think that this is a team that has a high ceiling, but I don't think they're capable of getting to it. I think
Well,
that
like when you get this deep in the
you
season
are what you
and
are.
they haven't shown it, how can you expect it just to like just like that, it just happens.
Right.
That's kind of the issue with this Texas team, is like you're 8 games into the season and you keep waiting for them to kind of explode. They've done it against like Sam Houston State and people like that, but they haven't done it on the road. They haven't shown really anything on the road offensively that would give you any kind of idea what they're capable of. They've really struggled, especially offensively on the road. So yeah, that is kind of the feeling going in, is like you haven't really seen anything from them. For Mississippi State, we have seen those flashes. Against Florida, you look up, I mean, I could easily make a case for State having over 600 yards of offense against Florida. I can easily make a case for that. I can easily make a case for Mississippi State scoring 35 points in that game. But they didn't. That's the problem, is like this team has got to show that they can go make those plays consistently, and that you're stacking up these plays every single game that Mississippi State's missing. And that's just a growth thing with this team. Maybe it's what they are. Maybe they just aren't capable of playing a complete game. I don't know. I tend to lean towards it's just this team trying to figure out how to win games, and they're trying to connect all the dots right now. But by the end of the year, hopefully that's the case. But at some point, you've got to win a game. If you're Jeff Lebby, we can sit here and talk about, the fact that they've gotten so much better and they're nowhere near where they were last year. And I think you've definitely seen progress. And
But
we
he
talked
doesn't care
about that.
about that.
Yeah, but we talked about that in the offseason. Like, if he's showing progress and this team is winning 4 or 5 games, we talked about that. Like, he'll probably be okay. You predicted 4, I predicted 5.
Right.
But like, I'm kind of at the point, like, I don't think this fan base is going to accept 0-8 for a second straight season. I don't think that's going to be acceptable, even with you being that much better. We can see that they're consistently better across the board. They're just not winning games.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's what you're judged on, is whether you're winning games or losing them.
I don't disagree that, in terms of the fan base being unhappy and all that, but in terms of accept, I don't think they're gonna have any choice but to accept it.
Well, I don't think he's going to get
Okay.
fired,
Let's make sure we're on the same page there, yeah.
but I'm just talking about buy-in from the fan
Yeah.
base. I don't think people are going to be on board with that
I
next
agree.
year. Like I
You go into next
and
year saying 8, 9 wins or you're fired.
probably, or could he get away with 7 or 8? Like, can he get away with
Depends.
7?
One of those seven would almost certainly have to be the Egg Bowl.
I still think though, like I haven't lost faith that he's going to find a way to win a game or two in the SEC. Like I just feel like they're so close. We've seen this before. Like,
Right.
they're so close, they keep knocking at the door, and then they finally knock it down. We've seen that with Mississippi State in several sports. Like, you can get a view of a team and say, man, they're so much better. They're playing hard. They're going to jump on somebody that's just kind of like putting their head down. They're not ready. A Texas is a potential
That's a
team
team
like
that could have
that.
its head down. Yeah. And the other
You
thing,
know, an Ole Miss at the end of the schedule, what are they going to look like if Lane
well,
Kiffin is that smoke is happening?
I've come convinced myself that they're going to come to Starkville 9-2, having to beat Mississippi State to go to the playoff, and that you won't be able to get a pencil tip in an Ole Miss fan's, rear end. They'll be
Yeah.
so tight for that one. But what you're saying about Lebby, it goes back to the Florida game, right? The game plan was really sound. He had Chapin missed three wide open guys for touchdowns. They were calling the right plays, except for the last one. The last play is the only one where I just shake my head and go, "What were you thinking?" The rest of the way, I mean, even the four quarterback powers, I don't have a problem with it. Too deep of a problem with it, I should say. I thought it was a little weird, but especially the pulling Chapin out to run the same play. I thought that
Yeah.
was odd, but by and large, this game plan was sound and should have been responsible for 30 plus points. It just a lack of execution there. And I feel like lack of execution, like Hugh Freeze has kind of spoiled that term because with him, it's the play calling sucks, but he tries to pin it on his players. I don't think the play calling sucked for the most part last Saturday. I think there was a true lack of execution there. If State executes this week, they'll put 20 plus points, close to 30 plus points. And well over close to 500 yards again because they have some weapons. They have two guys in Anthony Evans and Brennan Thompson who are legit elite receivers. They just gotta get a quarterback, either Chapin or Taylor, whoever it is, to do more. And this is what I said. I think I said this on the pregame show that I've already recorded, that I don't know how much more you can get from Chapin. I don't know how much juice is left to squeeze out of him, right? So what I need to say is you need to get more out of the quarterback position. So if I'm getting 100% of Chapin, I need closer to 100% of Kamario Taylor. I don't think I'm getting anywhere near that because I think combined that can be enough to put State over the top. Now I could be wrong, and Chapin maybe does have a little bit more to give, in which case that's fine. Get that out of him. But State just needs a little bit more from whoever is behind center, be it Taylor or Chapin. And if they can get that, they can win this game on Saturday.
Just more execution. I don't think the effort's not there. It's just
right.
like
No, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
they're, you know, staring down receivers, overthrowing guys. You know, just kind of. I feel like a lot of times when he feels the pocket collapsing, he like immediately is just kind of like in bailout mode, like fall to the ground. You know, like whenever you see the pocket starting to collapse or you see someone getting some pressure, I just immediately assume he's going to get sacked. So like, you got to protect perfectly at this point for him, or you're going to get negative plays. Because he's not doing a very good job of getting the ball out or escaping, being able to escape the pocket or finding a, you know, receiver dumping it off. I don't feel like he's really going through his progressions in a way that you need him to. It's kind of like I'm going to Brennan Thompson on this play, and I'm going to wait for him to get open, and then I'm going to throw the football. Well, you know, sometimes he's covered up. Sometimes someone's bearing down on you, about to sack you. Like, I just don't think the awareness is there. They've got to get better at that position in some form or fashion. It's holding him back.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like, I don't know if it's he's incapable of, like, there's no more to get, or it's just not clicking altogether right now. But they've got to be better at that position. It's definitely hurting them, is hindering them from reaching their ceiling as a team. I mean, that's what's so frustrating about this team is we talked about, you know, their limitations a lot before the season and what were they going to be able to do offensively, defensively. Now that we have a full picture, you know, I'm looking at the schedule. This team could have easily won 8 games, I feel like, this year.
Yeah.
I think they could be 6-1 right now. We'll give them the Texas A&M loss, even though I think if that game plays out differently, you win it. And then, I mean, this team could easily win 8 or 9 games in the regular season. That they are good enough to do that. I feel like they're capable enough to do that, but they haven't executed in the way that you needed them to execute to reach their full potential.
Yeah,
and a lot of that is they just don't know how to win. This team has never done it. This program hasn't done it under Jeff Lebby. Jeff Lebby doesn't know how to win as a head coach. He won 2 games last year. He's yet to win an SEC game. He's figuring that out on his own. So that's the challenge, is they have got to find a way to get over that hump. And once you get over that hump and you taste that, it's a totally different world that you're living in. I felt like the Arizona State game would go a long way in doing that, because that's a top 25 Power 4 team. And they went in the playoffs last year. They're comparable to some SEC schools. So you can draw back on that. But there's a stigma right now around this team when they see a team across the way with the logos that they're familiar with. They just haven't been able to get over it yet. And that, especially at home, they've got to do that. They've got to find a way against Texas and probably Ole Miss to do that, to get over that hump, to get this team to bowl eligibility, and to go in the offseason with a lot of confidence. And that goes into recruiting, transfer portal, getting the fan base bought in, giving to NIL, and being all in on Jeff Lebby. Because right now, I mean, I think it's going to be reflected in the crowd. I don't think it's going to be a great crowd on Saturday.
I agree.
So, and because the fan base just right now just doesn't trust this team, that this team's going to win games. They're not bought in. They were for a few weeks. Last 3 weeks have dropped a few more off the bandwagon. So Jeff Lebby's going to have to win. That's what it boils down to. He's got to find a way on Saturday. The players have got to find a way to leave the ball game with a 1-point victory. It doesn't matter what it is. You need to be going off the field with fireworks shooting off in the background, with a Bulldogs win graphic on the video board, and going to the locker room happy.
Yeah.
That's where State has got to get. Otherwise, they're going to go to Arkansas next week, and
on a pressure
they're going to be. You're going to be sitting there thinking, when are we ever going to get an SEC win again?
And if you go to Arkansas and you haven't, and you're 4-4, there's a lot of pressure of, you know, if they don't win this one, it's over. They're going 4-8, and that will exist. So yeah, you need to ease that pressure. So yeah, I would be almost willing to guarantee if State wins Saturday, they will win at Arkansas and put themselves. I mean, they'd be bowl eligible at that point. And then you can just kind of play, carefree the rest of the way, which I think would be great. So we'll see. All right, let's move into the Playmakers and Prediction. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the Cotton District. And the older brother, if you're going to be in Starkville for a game this weekend, the Cotton District is the place to be. Two Brothers and the older brother are the place to be. If you want to have a great meal, of course, the Two Brothers, you can have, pregame, enjoy some college football on the big screens. Have a couple of maybe have a not Robbie, but have an adult beverage. If that's what you want to do. I'm no judgment from me. I'd like to have one
Maybe
myself.
you'll have a Diet Coke.
You do have to have Diet Coke at Two Brothers. If Barton, if you're listening, Terry, if you're listening, you got Coke Zero over at the older brother. Can we bring Coke Zero over to Two Brothers just for me? Call it just for me. Just
Just for
please.
Brian, he needs that.
I
He
need my
needs that
flavored
desire.
water.
He needs his flavored water.
All right, it's a healthy beverage.
It's just like taking those little packages and putting
It's
them
the
in your water,
same.
the
It's the
little
same. It's
lemonades.
the same thing. Exactly. You're catching on, Robbie. I appreciate you. But I'm willing to have a Diet Coke if it means I can go eat at Two Brothers Smoked Meats because the food is just fantastic. This weekend, we hope to see you in the Cotton District at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Get it, brother.
The pause got me there. It's like,
I was winding it up.
that phalange. Look at that thing. Look at it. Mean, here, hold on. We'll really mess with people. Ready? All right, put that finger up there again. All right, go ahead. And then.
There we go.
If you weren't watching on YouTube, you missed out on that. That was fun.
What is that red light?
It's
Oh,
just, it's the thing, it's when I mess with the camera.
Okay.
So,
Thought you had a dot on your head for a second. Somebody had a sniper in there.
no, I'm Lebanese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Checks out.
A little further down the Asian continent for that. If you need business technology, you need a new copier or a new printer, call Advantage Business Systems today. They've got everything you're looking for, but more importantly, they have the promise of service after the sale. You know that when you make that purchase, that you can just call them back if something goes wrong, and they can get out there and fix it. A lot of times the same day. Why? Because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go if you are looking for Mississippi State gear. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend, Mississippi State gear, the biggest and best selection of it is easily at Maroon & Co. They've got everything maroon and white that you're looking for. So if you're going to be looking for new gear, if you need to get some new interlocking gear for this weekend, they've got it at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to Davis Wade Stadium, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. If you're going to be out in the yard this weekend, a trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden can make your job a little bit easier with some John Deere power. If you are looking for a new John Deere commercial mower, maybe a Gator, maybe one of the compact tractors, they've got it all at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. And the best thing is they've got great deals on it. Up to 0% financing, up to 60 months in some cases. Talk to their credit people. Find out what you can do. They're going to work out a great payment for you. Don't worry about that. But whatever you're doing around the house, home repair projects, working in the garden, working in the yard, just cooking out, Scruggs has something you need. They have what you want for less at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo. If you're a landowner, it doesn't matter if you've got 100 acres or a few thousand acres, if you've got timber that needs to be managed, Good Hope Land and Timber is here for you. A veteran presence in the field of land and timber. They've been doing it for years. They have the most experienced group, well trained, following the best management practices. You can trust your land is in good hands when it's with Good Hope Land and Timber. Whatever you're doing on your land, from if you're looking to purchase land, or if you already have land and you just need to, do a little timber management, development harvesting, whatever it is, Good Hope Land and Timber is here for you. Locally trusted, landowner approved. Call Good Hope Land and Timber for all your timber needs. All right, playmaker time, Robbie Faulk. Go. Offense.
Blake Shapen.
Okay.
In the story, I don't think that there's any question. Mississippi State, to win this ball game, has got to have really good quarterback play. Texas's defense is good enough to shut Mississippi State down in this game. And State has had trouble in the last three ball games scoring points offensively.
Yeah,
Blake Shapen has got to hit the big plays when they're to be made, because I think secondary play is going to be really good. They're losing their best defender in the secondary, Taffy, I think is his last name, the
yes.
Safety, had minor surgery. He's going to be out for this game. That's a huge loss for them, but they have depth at those positions at safety and corner. There's going to be a few plays probably throughout the game where Brennan Thompson just beats his man. He's got to hit that shot. So big plays down the field when they're there to be made, Blake Shapen's got to hit them. I think Texas is going to try to force Mississippi State to run the football. And obviously the running backs will be big, but I think Blake Shapen is going to be a critical piece in this ball game for the Bulldogs. He has got to make the plays this week. If they lose or win this game, I think it'll be on the back of Blake Shapen.
I'm going to come back to that. But my offensive playmaker is going to be Devon Booth. Devon Booth is my offensive playmaker. 100 yards last week. Should have gotten the ball more, if we're being honest. Averaging over 5 yards a carry. Give him the ball. Feed him. I think I'd like to see him around the 25 carry mark this weekend. He is a explosive guy. He can carry the load. We talked all offseason about him. Big play. He's a big play guy. Give him the ball. Let him be the stalwart of this offense. Gaten will see his carries, but Devon Booth is a guy that he needs to be over 100 yards again for Mississippi State. What do you say defensively, Robbie?
Defensively, last week we saw a big game from Brylon Lanier.
Mm.
I feel like something's shifting with him. He's starting to feel comfortable
well
in his position.
Yeah.
He was kind of switching back and forth last year, playing cornerback and safety. He seems like a really confident guy right now, and he played a really good ball game against Florida. He had two picks. He had a sack. I think Brylon Lanier makes some plays in this one too. I think he's going to be one of your leading tacklers. I think he's going to make some plays in the secondary. I just feel good about him right now. I feel comfortable with him out there. He's making plays, so I'm going to go with Brylon Lanier.
Okay. A guy who's been playing pretty well, but he's not getting the stats, is Malik Sylla. Like, he's played really well, but he can't get a sack for whatever reason. But he's bringing pressure. You know, if you look at the PFF grades, which I know aren't the end-all be-all, but they're good. And I think this is the week. You know, he played at Texas A&M. He probably already doesn't like Texas. I think this is the week for him to get on the score sheet. I was able to speak a Diego Brumfield interception into existence. I was able to speak a Kelly Jones interception into existence. I'm going to try to speak a Malik Sylla two-sack game into his existence here. Malik Sylla will be pressuring Arch Manning. I might as well be.
Close.
Yeah, close enough. I'll say same genes.
Yep.
This is the week he gets on the score sheet with not one but two sacks. He's my defensive playmaker of the week. What do you got for an X factor?
X factor, I'm going to go with Brennan Thompson.
Mm.
I just think that he's the plays have been there for him to make. I think he's going to come up with a big catch in this game. He's going to be really excited, I think, to play Texas. This is where everything began for him. It's his home state. Started his career at Texas. He's going to play with a chip on his shoulder in this game, and I think he's going to make a big play in this game to turn it if State wins it.
All right. I don't think I've ever done this before, but I'm making the quarterback my X factor. Blake Shapen is my X factor because he hasn't played well. So at this point, I can't count on him. So it becomes an X factor. It becomes something I can't predict. I need Blake Shapen to give me the yardage that he had last week, but make it make more sense, right? Like, if he had 326 yards on 16 completions, which is about what he should have been able to do. If he had hit those two big plays. That's what you need. This offense needs to be more run heavy, and the pass game is there for the explosive play. So I want maybe fewer attempts, but the same amount of yards. Now, can I get that? I don't know. That's why it's an X factor. But Blake Shapen is what's going to win this game one way or the other. He's either going to be good enough for State to win or not good enough for State to win. So that's why I've got him. I'm listing him as the X factor as opposed to the playmaker. The playmaker, I feel like I can count on. Booth's going to get his 100 yards. I don't know about Shapen. I don't know. What's your prediction?
You know, I have not really felt one way or the other on this game. I felt semi-confident about it for Mississippi State. I thought that they could go to Florida and win. I thought that they could beat Tennessee. The one game that I just didn't think that they were going to win was Texas A&M. And I feel the same way against Texas as I did against Tennessee and Florida. I feel like Mississippi State can win this game. They're playing it at home. They've been good at home this year. They lost to Tennessee in a shootout. But I thought that they played well. They overcame adversity in that game. I think Tennessee's a better team than Texas. So State should have the opportunity to kind of get out in front in this game. Texas start to you know, they've been kind of disjointed out there. This is a game, again, just like the others, where State, you get a lead in this ball game, you feel good about it. So with it being at home, with State's back starting to kind of get against the wall, they're hungry for a win. This will probably be the last time I pick them if they lose. So I'm going to go with them. I'm going to say Mississippi State wins this one. We'll say 27-21.
Okay. Everything you just said is the same way that I feel, but I've lost the faith a little earlier than you. I think we're going to come to the fourth quarter. There's a play to be made where you can win the game, and I just don't have any faith in State to make it. That's where I am right now. I feel like State will not make that play, and they will lose another close one. Texas 24, Mississippi State 21 is my prediction. So another close game. Hey, Jeff Lebby.
This whole show, the way that you've approached the show and talked about it, I was expecting you to pick Mississippi State to win this thing comfortably. And you come after all that, you come in and you say, nah, I have no faith in them. They're going to lose.
That's what we call in the business a swerve.
I guess.
I just don't.
Everybody remember who believed in this team. Everyone remember. It was me.
Yeah.
It was not Brian. Brian gave up on this team very early.
Very early. It's week 7.
Well, you picked them to lose a couple
week
other
eight,
games.
I'm sorry. It's week 8.
You've picked them to lose now 2 or 3 times.
Well, here's the truth. I never gave up on this team. I never bought in.
You did after Arizona State. You're bought in.
I thought they would get to 6, but and they still could, but I don't think they're winning this one. So 24-21 Longhorns is the final. But State covers, so you can continue to make money on Jeff Lebby. All right, down on the podcast feed, 2 more interviews today. Matt Caldwell, former MSU offensive lineman, reliving the story of the bull becoming the steer. And my interview with the Space Cowboys, Mississippi State's national championship rocket design team. Fun interview. I enjoyed it. A couple of great MSU students. Hope you'll listen to it and give it a listen and enjoy it as well. Talk to you guys again on Sunday when we wrap up whatever happens at Davis-Wade Stadium on Saturday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk. This is it.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.